How's your Friday Eve doing?
All right. Just trying to get to work and do this early meeting day.
You love that.
Sure, I can get to work and be there, and I just eat it up.
Early?
Late day, so I'll be there at about 5:30. Have a boss.
Oh, good. Can't really complain about it.
Monitor, he's been up my butt all week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they'll be there again today. Just trying to, so it's kind of our internal audit group that's getting us ready for the next external audit that's coming up.
I hate those things. Yesterday I had to do a small little 30 parts audit with Dean Counter.
This is kind of check our documentation and all that stuff, see what all's in order, and if they can find anything, and, you know, it's supposed to help us.
So audit, you know, it used to mean something, you were ISO, but all it means is you can keep good paperwork.
Or you can show the auditors, you know, some stuff that keeps him tied up long enough that he just goes ahead and certifies it.
Another plan or independent?
Our internal group is a mixture of some contractors and there's some BMW employees that do it. So he's this guy that's been doing it. He's been there a while, but he's an external contractor. Hired on before long, though.
For the weekend?
Come on, just hang around the house and maybe get some chores done. Other than that, not a whole lot of anything. First camping trip yet?
Still kind of waiting on the daughter. I know Susan wants to make a run up there before the baby's born. So doing that, just kind of laying low, checking to see how everything's going right now.
It's funny because we got a Boy Scout camp coming up. And we'll probably end up going to Kings Mountain. And have some of the boys do the hike and some of the other ones do the orienteering course over at Crowder's Mountain. But I want to plan a family camping trip to King Mountain as well. Because, you know, they have those nice, huge, they're called walk-in sites. But you don't walk, it probably ain't 100, maybe 50 yards to the farthest site. But, I mean, they're giant-sized sites. The whole site's huge. It's got, you know, a little tent area that's mulched instead of graveled. And they've even usually got the hammock gardens. So we looked last year and when we were up there, and I want to try to plan a trip and go up there and camp out there.
Sometimes I miss using my tent. I still have it, though.
Easier just plan the tent camping trip. Not quite the logistics of the camper, but, you know, worrying about different sites and stuff, you just pick a tent camping spot and go with it.
But at the Outer Banks, there's a ton of tent camping spots and that are pretty cheap, but all they have is just the beach.
But it'd probably drive me crazy having sand in my tent all the time.
Shoes off.
That's true, but, oh, man, I don't know. I think I'd end up driving me crazy.
Camping trip or the most restful one we ever had was down there at Edisto. We stayed a week down there in the tent, you know, right just over the dune from the beach. And man, it was nice.
Good things about Edisto, I've never been down there. I've heard it's hard to get into the campground at certain times of year with the turtle stuff, but, it'll be cool to go do it.
In there, if you know, they have two campgrounds there. One is inland, about a half a mile, and then they got the one on the beach, and that you want to stay at the one on the beach, or else the mosquitoes will carry you out on the other one.
Still in that marshy area, I'm sure there's a ton of mosquitoes in there.
Down there, there's not a lot of, the beach isn't like real sandy. It's more just a bunch of broken up shells and that. And it's not like got a lot of sandy areas. The beach isn't, you know, it's probably only 30 yards long, the beaches.
I wonder why the difference. You know, you go to other places, the long beach. I tell you what I was impressed with when we went last year was Huntington Beach State Park. That's right. I'm trying to think where it's at in relation to Merle's Inlet. It's on the other side of Merle's Inlet. And, man, they had every site was concrete pad. Of course, you got a picnic table and everything. From the campground, there's a short trail, and you get out to the beach. And then you got the whole beach, and it never was busy down there. But they got the trail walks you can do, and they have like the museum that you can go into. It's a pretty impressive setup. You can go out there and see the alligators in the ponds and stuff. It was really neat. KO4CF.
Yeah, I heard it was really good down there. I just never had a chance. And yeah, it's just south of Merle's Inlet. I've always wanted to stay there. We've stayed down at Hunting Island, which that's pretty remote and hard to get into. But I wanted to stay at Huntington Beach. I heard it was supposed to be pretty nice, but it's hard to get in.
Chris, I didn't expect a state campground to have all concrete pads like they did for every site.
You have a camper, but I don't know about a tent.
Some of them had tent pads. I don't remember right off the top of my head. I don't know that I'd really want to go tent camping at the beach. You know, you figure the warmer months in a tent, man, that would be, it'd be just no way to get away from the heat unless you go somewhere else.
Had a pedestal fan and in the tent, you know, it worked good, you know. 72 at night with the fan blowing gets kind of cool.
True, but during the day, man, it'd be kind of rough, but yeah, well, I mean, we did the marsh walk this last year. Now, Huntington Beach State Park, their little marsh walk pier area that's in a, I don't know, I guess not a pier, but I think it was damaged by the last hurricane that came through and caused it some, so you can't walk all the way out on the whole thing anymore.
And, you know, my tent's an 11 by 17. You know, and the top is kind of vented really good, so it doesn't get too hot inside of it.
Hang on a standard tent pad.
I've got it on. There was a couple at, I forget where it was, maybe we were up at Oconee or something like that. Did it fit on there pretty good?
Yeah, Cage Cove, I've got a big tent. You know, it's got the two sides to it, and then it has the middle area. And when we were at Cage Cove, they've got a few good tent sites. So it's just all that pea gravel, and you don't have the borders. You know, you go to some of these sites that have the pad for the campers, and then it's a little maybe 10 by 10 pad to put your tent on. You can't fit something that big on them. My Kodiak tent's a 10 by 10, and it barely fits on some of those.
They definitely don't make them big enough for, you know, for big family tents, just for the little tiny pop-up.
For that. How about I ordered me I'm going to try it out at this next camp out. Teton makes a cot tent system. I guess the cot's just a normal cot, but you order the Teton tent, and it has little bungees on it that attaches it to the cot. So you take the tent, you set it on top of the cot, and then there's an extended rain fly that you can put on it that'll go all the way to the ground to cover the tent and the cot. I ordered that set up, so I'm going to try it out this next Boy Scout camp out.
I saw that. At least it packed up pretty good, you know, and wouldn't take you long to set it up.
Long at all, and Teton's got that quick kind of a pull string, and it you know, deploys the tent that way. It's really neat setup. Wasn't super cheap, but the cot was the most expensive part. But the not to be able to do the tent and not sleep on the ground is what I'm really looking forward to.
Got a couple of those there's some really oversized cots, and that they're, man, it must be 2 foot off of the ground at least on that, but it's all you can do to pick up two of them and walk with them.
Outside of this one, I think it weighs in at 26 pounds, so that's, you know, if you're not going to do any kind of hiking with it, but to do car camping where you get close enough to just carry the bag and set it up, it won't be bad. So then I got the tent, the hammock for the other stuff.
Might be nice. Although when you're down there at the beach, there's a lot of raccoons.
You have to, I don't know, you wouldn't be able to take anything food-wise in it. I mean, which, you got to avoid that with a tent a lot of times, too, when you go to some of these more remote campgrounds, because the critters, they get used to eating people food, and then they'll get in there and tear a hole in your tent just to get the food. My camping season will start back up, so. Come March, that'll be our first Boy Scout camping trip, and then we're trying to plan a family one in April.
Plan one, and that. But we hadn't started on it yet. I got a granddaughter coming over this weekend for the weekend, so we'll see how that goes. It's first time she's got to stay, and that she's turning 14.
Babies, this is the older one then.
Older than she is, but yeah, she turns 14, I think, March 1st.
Good time.
So she's staying yet. And that the other, their mom lives up in Mars Hill, so the others are going up there, and they're supposed to go out to the movies and see I guess it's an anime movie or whatever, and she's not really into that, so she's going to stay with us.
Pretty good. At least you can spend some time with them. Pull in the parking lot. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. That way I can jump on out of the car and get on in here. So you have a good one. Be safe on the rest of your trip to work. Hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, you have an awesome day, and I'll catch you again in the morning. KN4TFW.